in the regard to Matt, and just looking back on the season in general, his offensive numbers weren't what they were. As you look toward being a competitive team again this year, just getting a normal Matt Olson year, what that means for your club. And then as you look back on the 60 games from last year, how do you evaluate that in any, whether it's pitching or it's the hitters, as you prepare for back to 162 this year?
It's tough to evaluate anything last year. I mean, there were a lot of really good players that had subpar seasons. And, you know, in general, Matt is the type of guy that in the past has gotten off to some slow starts. And if you got off to a slow start last year, you're basically at the halfway point, you know, after a month. So, you know, and then you start to put a little pressure on yourself, so forth and so on. Fact of the matter is, though, he did hit some homers. He did hit some, get some big hits for us. He played great defense. He still walked some. So I don't take anything into that. I think he's going to have a normal year this year, like he typically does in 162 games.
Manolo?
Good morning, Bob. Rosenthal, Trevino, Petit, Romo, Wendelken, Smith, Dickman, and Kolarik. Maybe some not-so-old Latino writer will say that those could be your top eight relievers, but you still have a bunch of guys where to pick from. Now, my question is, do you think that since you have been here in 2011, this has been your deepest bullpen probably this early in spring training?
Maybe. I mean, we had pretty good bullpen last year. We had really good bullpen in, what was it, 18? As far as depth, as we sit here right now, maybe, yeah. But, you know, we still have a long way to go. We have to get through spring training, and typically some things happen in spring. So that's why you're always trying to create depth, whether it's in, you know, starters, whether it's bullpen, whether it's position players. But yes, we're very excited about the group that we have here right now.
Yeah, and well, of course, the senior citizen of that pen, not in age, but in saves, Rosenthal. Could you talk a little bit about what it means? You know, you said something about this yesterday, but to have this guy at the end of the pen coming into the ninth inning, the same as Liam did last year.
Yeah, I mean, look, when we lost Liam, it looked like it was going to be very difficult to replace him. And then we might have to match up. We might have to do some things a little bit differently, depending on, you know, how we got to the ninth inning, what it looked like. So it's nice, certainly for me, to be able to have a guy that, you know, is going to pitch the ninth inning for you and has had the type of success that he had, especially, you know, coming off of Tommy John and then putting together the numbers that he put together last year. So, that's a luxury to have that type of closer that, you know, is just going to pitch the ninth inning for you. And as I said yesterday, you can work backwards and look at matchups before that.
Matt?
Hey, Bob. Has Rosenthal thrown a side session with you guys yet, or are there plans for him to do so?
I think today.
And then a question on Matt. I mean, you've said in the past that he's not really a guy that you worry about too much. But over the course of last season, was there ever a time that you felt like it was necessary to just sort of check in on him and make sure he was doing okay, whether it was during the season or afterward?
You know what? I try not to get to a point where I have to check in on guys based on, you know, performance. You try to, you're with them every day, so you're trying to take stock all the time. But look, there were times he was frustrated. You know, no one wants to see their average at certain numbers that you're not used to. And, you know, as the season goes along, you have a chance to put more pressure on yourself. But he's as low maintenance a player as I've had. And he has the ability to be an MVP. I believe that. So last year is probably going to be that blip on the back of the baseball card, but you saw it with a lot of guys last year. A lot of premier players last year struggled after getting up off to a tough start to try to regain that. So yeah, I really don't worry too much about Matt.
Martin?
Hey, Bob. It seems like Chapman and Olsen have their own reasons to want to be bounce back this year, you know, after rough years last year. It might seem kind of obvious, but what is the difference in this team when Chapman and Olsen are performing at the capabilities that, that they feel that they perform at?
I kind of, the sky's the limit type of thing. I mean, you know, we've seen them basically come up together. We've seen them win gold gloves together, have terrific offensive seasons, hit home runs. You know, it's really difficult to answer questions about numbers from last year. I mean, you look at Marcus Semien, you look at across the board, you know, Yelich over in Milwaukee. It's just, it was not a normal season. A normal season when guys are prepared to, you know, for the long haul, typically you hit around your numbers. Your numbers will look the type of a player you are. And that's going to be the case with both those guys. And if they both put together really good seasons, then, you know, our team's that much better. So, you know, they're the cornerstones here. You know, there are, not only are they, you know, probably our best players, they, at this point, they're also leaders and, you know, both guys that are first round picks in our organization, you know, there's just a lot to like about these guys and value as Oakland A's. And you know what? They take pride in wearing our uniform as well.
All right. Oh, Matt Kawahara.
Just real quick. Is Murphy still going through the intake process?
Yes.
Okay. Any idea when he might be able to
get not necessarily intake. He's here. So in the building. So it's right now they're just kind of taking stock about when they think that he can start doing baseball activity.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.